Austin, Texas, Disneyland, and Scotland. Not three things that usually go together, but today they do. Each of us is sharing our recent trips to these destinations. Keep listening to hear about each one. Welcome to Points Talk with the Travel Mom Squad. We are three moms who've discovered how to leverage credit card welcome offers to get hundreds of thousands of dollars of travel expenses for nearly free. We've used credit card points and miles to take vacations to places like Hawaii, Paris, Greece, Maldives, Japan, and so much more. And the best part? We each still have 800 plus credit scores. Imagine being able to take the vacation of your dreams for nearly free. It's totally possible, and we're here to show you how. Hey, I'm Alex.
And I'm Pam, Alex's mom.
And I'm Jess. Let's talk points. Today, we're sharing some of our most recent trips. First, Pam is going to talk all about getting to attend the iHeart Podcast Awards. Alex is going to share about her recent trip to Disneyland. And then I'll finish things off with my most recent trip to Scotland. So, Pam, kick us off. I was very sad to miss the iHeart Podcast Awards and really jealous I couldn't go. It looked like a blast. But tell us how you and Alex got there, where it was, and all the details.
So we really missed you, Jess, but you were there with us in spirit. I think Alex got word that we were nominated for the Best Travel Podcast and the iHeart Podcast Awards. And we were kind of floored, to be honest. We're just three moms who sometimes record, many times we've recorded just in our closets. We've kind of graduated where we now are actually sitting at desks. But we've had this podcast for just a little, maybe a year and a half. So we were very honored and very surprised by this award. The award was held at least this year. I don't know if they hold it every year. But this year was held in Austin, Texas. This wasn't a place I'd ever been. I was excited to go there. It was also held in conjunction with the South by Southwest. Okay. So it was a huge festival, I guess, that goes on. In fact, when I was sitting on my plane, some people were there and they were talking about going to the festival. And I was like, huh? I've never heard of it before. But so it's very, very busy. Jess, have you heard of it before? You're laughing at me.
It is a very, very famous festival. So yes, I have heard of it.
Well, I've heard about the big music awards and I've heard about Coachella, but I never heard of this one. So I'm somewhat with it, but just not really. So these were held in Austin. Now, I flew directly from Denver into Austin. I paid cash because, as I've said before, I always pay cash for domestic flights if I'm flying on United because I want to keep my elite status. And Alex flew on Delta. Alex, did you pay cash or did you use points for yours?
Yeah, I paid cash too.
Okay. So lots of times when it's just a inexpensive domestic flight, we will just pay cash and save our points and miles for our more expensive lay flat seats in business class. This festival, like I said, was very, very busy. And when we started looking for places to stay, it looked like we were going to have to stay at a Hyatt place at the airport. That's how busy it is. And we were like, oh, great. We're going to these podcast awards and we're a nominee and we're staying at the Hyatt place. This is exciting. And this is a great use of our points and miles. But luckily, the Hyatt Regency Austin, which is a category 4 hotel, opened up. It runs 12,000 to 18,000 points a night. We did play 18,000 points a night. And then I used a suite upgrade award and were upgraded not only to a standard suite, but we were upgraded to a premium suite. And it was huge. It was like a massive apartment, way more space than we needed, but it was pretty nice.
Yeah. So we went from having to stay, and there's nothing wrong with the Hyatt Place. You know, we stay at a lot of Hyatt Place hotels, but for a nice event like this, we kind of wanted something. And I don't think Hyatt Regency is like some super bougie hotel. It's not like we were staying at the Fairmont where the event was at. But it was definitely nicer, and so it was kind of fun to splurge and use a suite upgrade award to get a suite for, like, such a special occasion.
And it was a nice hotel, and certainly
it was nice, yeah.
And our suite was really nice. And then because we are globalists, we got globalist breakfast. They had a really good breakfast down below. And my favorite thing, they had these sugar pearl waffles. They were amazing. And the rest of it was kind of a, most of it was a buffet. I don't think Alex, she thought the waffles were too sweet, but this
they
sweet
were too
girl,
sweet.
Not, yeah, this sweet girl was in heaven. They were really good. Austin is a really cute area. We enjoyed getting out. Alex talked me into riding some Lime electric scooters for the first time. We went and had some really delicious tacos at a place called, what was it called? Fair Market, Alex?
Yeah, I believe so. Like it was just it was a place that had like a food hall, basically.
Yeah. And it was really good. And then it was time to get ready for the show. Now, let me just tell you that we both had our nerves going. We were a little bit nervous about this. We didn't know what to expect. We didn't know how to dress. To begin with, we thought this was going to be really fancy because there's supposed to be a red carpet and there's supposed to be people that are going to take pictures and the press is there. And so we're looking at all these, I'm looking at all these fancy dresses on Rent the Runway. I actually ordered two to come. And then at the last minute, Alex had the really good thought that let's check and find out what the dress code is. And we found out that it was business chic. That worked really well for
Yeah, well, I know that South by Southwest is a more like casual type environment. And so I was like, emailed our contact over there and I said, I have this fear of showing up very overdressed. Do you mind letting us know what the dress code is? So yeah, she told us it was business chic. So that kind of helped us out. I think we still could have underdressed a little bit more, but we weren't too overdressed.
Well, speak for yourself. You and your black pants looked fine. Me and my metallic dress looked way overdressed. And I was wearing heels, which I wouldn't have done if I had known about the business chic. And so my feet were hurting me. And just another little story behind this. I have to just tell this interesting story about Rent the Runway. If you don't get your outfit sent back, and when you're supposed to. So for me, it was the day after the event. They will charge you $50 a day. So I had my husband send this back for me. I wrongly told him it was to go to the United States Postal Service. It clearly said UPS on it. And they took it anyway. Long story short, I spent the cost of a $300 dress for this, have nothing to show for it. And it finally did make it back to Rent the Runway. So, you know, if you're going somewhere fancy, just make sure you're taking it back to the right place and, you know, and check out what the dress is. So once we got ready, we took an Uber over to the Fairmont where it was held. We were directed into the green room. I don't know if every fancy place or every show has a green room. This definitely wasn't green, but it was where you go until it's time to get on the red carpet. It was just a nice room in the hotel. It had a bar. It had some hors d'oeuvres. To be honest, my nerves were a little bit fried, and so I didn't eat or drink anything. I just kind of wanted to get things going and see what this whole red carpet was.
Pam, you didn't take shots? You weren't taking shots in the green room?
Well, you know, if I drank, I might have. Because it calmed those nerves down. But I don't drink. So no, I did decide to start drinking that. So someone comes and gets and takes us to the red carpet. We're in line for that. When it's our turn to get on the red carpet, they tell us what's going to happen. They said, you're going to stand in several areas on the red carpet. People will be taking pictures of you. You'll be asked by the press some questions. They gave us an idea of some of the questions. Let me tell you, we didn't get asked, I don't think, any of those questions. The questions were kind of funny questions, and it was hard to think on your feet quickly, but I think we did really good. I was kind of proud.
Yeah, you did good, Mom.
Yeah, I was proud with our answers. So the first thing when we stopped, someone said their first question was, and Jess, you'd be so proud of us on this. I was so quick on my feet. They said, so if you could fangirl and anybody would follow your podcast, who would you most like to be following it? And I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know the answers to this. And then I thought of Jess and said, Taylor Swift.
So, heck yeah, you did.
Yeah. So then she, then the girl asked us, well, if Taylor Swift was following you, what would you say that your outfits today, what era do they represent? Another crazy question. Alex was very quick on her feet there. And she said Reputation, because we were both wearing black. So that was really good. So then we stood, we got our pictures, three different pictures.
And Reputation is my favorite Taylor Swift album. So it's basically like I was there.
You were there.
It was. She did that one for you.
She was like, if Jeff was here, this is what she'd say. You were there.
So then we got to the end of the line, and that's where a guy interviewed us for a little bit longer. He asked us a few questions. And then his last question was one that you know how you can get that deer in the headlight.
We both were like,
how do we even answer this? And he said, if you could name the best main street, was it in the United States?
Yeah. What's your favorite main street in the United States? And I'm like,
I have no idea. And then all of a sudden it hit me. We'd been to Disneyland the week before. And I said, Disneyland, Main Street, Disneyland. So, you know, it was, those were the things that were a little hard, is to think fast on your feet. After we got through that, it was time to head over to where the show was. Unfortunately, the show didn't start for about an hour later, and they didn't have places to sit down. There were just long tables that you could go to a bar and get a drink. I went and got a Coke, and we stood at these long tables for about an hour before the show started. There were some nice sofas over along one wall, but those were for the presenters. And so the rest of us, people who were just attending and those of us who were nominees, were standing at the tables. There were some famous people there, I guess. So Alex, who was there? There was Molly Sims, Adam Levine, wait, Divine.
Divine. I wish it was Adam.
I wish Adam Levine had been there. I would have liked that. There are a couple people that have been on The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Chris Pine evidently was there.
Yeah, that was the thing. We saw some pictures afterwards and we're like, we didn't see that person. We didn't see this person. And it's not a huge event with a lot of people. It's in a hotel ballroom, but it's not some gigantic room. It's not like you're at, the Oscars or anything where there's just right. It's in a huge theater.
And I think so, that's kind of what I thought.
How did we not see Chris Pine? Like, how did we not see him? I'm like, did these people go inside the thing? Because I feel like we would have seen them in there.
But you know what, though? He had a beard and mustache. I don't think I would have recognized him, actually. Probably not. I think I did think it was going to be more like the Oscars. I think I thought that there was going to be, we were going to sit at tables and I wasn't going to have to stand and that I could, gawk at people more. The show is only an hour long. And so they don't list everybody. They take, maybe 10 of the categories and go through the nominees and then announce the winner. So our category of best travel podcast was one of those that they did not list us out. They just listed the winner. And sadly, we did not win. But we honestly did go in there with any illusions of thinking that we were going to win. It was just such an honor to be nominated. It was such a fun experience. When the show was over, they had an after party where you could get some more pictures taken. They had food. They had drinks. We grabbed some quick street tacos, something to drink, and called it a night. But all in all, we really appreciate the honor. It was great fun.
Yeah, I was just going to say huge thank you and shout out to everyone who listens to Points Talk with the Travel Mom Squad, leaves reviews, shares it with your friends, because that is why we were nominated. Like, I remember when Alex forwarded the email about the nomination to me, and I was like Googling the person's email address because I was convinced that it was a scam. And I did not believe it. And so it's just kind of wild to think, like, we've only been doing this podcast for a little over a year and just how many people listen and share it. And so that is all thanks to you. And we are super, super grateful.
Ditto.
So right after that, literally right after it. I think we were home for a day, Alex, and then we went to Disneyland.
No,
it's all a blur.
We went to Disneyland first, actually.
It's all a blur for me. If you guys even had an idea what my last, from the beginning of this month, I have been to Disneyland. I've been to Austin. I got home from Roatan, Honduras last night, and I go to Singapore with these crazies tomorrow. So if I get my dates wrong, please forgive me. It is a blur. But anyway, Alex, tell them about our trip that we took to Disneyland.
Okay, yes. So we went to Disneyland, and I think we were home for maybe a week, and then we went to Austin. But for Disneyland, I flew Breeze Airways. It's one of those budget carriers. I had never flown them before. I flew them out of Ogden Airport, and it was $70 round trip, which is why we did it, because I've never, you know, I mean, Southwest is fantastic, and you all know I love it, but I'm not going to be finding $70 flights round trip on Southwest. So it was me and my three oldest kids. We left my little one at home because it was kind of a cousin's trip. So the cousins that were all in this age range got to go. And so flew Breeze Airways. It was fine. Like I would definitely fly it again, but like, you know, you got to pay. One thing I thought going into it is that you had to pay for your seat. You actually don't have to pay for your seat, and you can choose it if you're traveling as a family and you choose your seats in time. So they have a designated section called like the family area. And if you choose your seats within that section and they're not gone already, you don't have to pay for your seat. So that was really nice. You got to pay for your bags. And if you want snacks on the plane besides like water and maybe, I know coffee was free too. Maybe tea was too. I'm not sure. For us, we could get free water. If you want to buy any other snacks, you're going to have to pay for them. So it wasn't a very long flight for us, so we didn't get any snacks. But yeah, it went well. And I'm for $70 round trip, I will do it again. But we took Ubers and Lyfts from the airport. We flew into John Wayne, Orange County, and then we took an Uber to the Hyatt Regency Huntington Beach. And just a reminder for anybody who has American Express cards, like the Amex Gold, the Platinum, a Delta card, those have rideshare credits. So I like to use those when I have those available to pay for those rideshares or to at least cover some of them. We only stayed at the Hyatt Regency Huntington Beach for one night. I booked mine using a free night certificate. And my mom also booked a room. Mom, you used points, right?
No, I think I ended up using a free night certificate too. I can't remember. Okay. Like I said, I can't. I'm having a tough time remembering all my stuff.
So
I might have used a free night certificate, a 1-7 category 1-7 free night certificate.
Yeah. So when you get 60 elite night credits with Hyatt, you get a category 1-7 free night certificate. Mine was going to be expiring soon. And so when we planned this Disneyland trip, I was like, let's go a day early and spend a day at Huntington Beach. It's maybe 30 minutes or so from Disneyland, so it's not too far at all. So that was really fun. So then we could have a beach day before we hit the parks. So I booked just the standard 2-queen room. I was upgraded in the app, like the morning of, I saw I had been upgraded to a king room, a bigger room with a king bed and a queen bed. So on this trip with us, it was me, my mom, two of my sisters, and then they each brought a child as well. So there was 9 of us total. Is that right? 9? I had to think, because one day at Disneyland, we were saying 9 people, and one day we were saying 8 people whenever they'd ask us how many people for the ride because my mom left. But so there was 9 of us. So mom, do you want to tell them about, well, I'll finish really quick. So in the king room, it was just me, or the king queen room was me and my two sisters. So I took the queen bed and they shared a king. And then Grandma Pam was Grandma of the Year and let all the kids have slumber parties with her. So do you want to tell them about your suite?
Oh, what I did is when I got there, I had noticed that they still had a standard suite available. And so when they were checking me in, I said, is there any chance I could be upgraded to a standard suite? I noticed that you have one still available. And they didn't blink an eye and told me that they could. Now, we traveled with these five pre-tweens, but I've always called these five kids the squad because they think that they just own the world and they just walk around like they are so old and hardly need any adults. I said that they brought us along on their trip just so that we could pay for it. So when I got there, their biggest concern was how they were going to split up because they all wanted to sleep together. So when I got my suite, I said, okay, crisis averted. They can all stay together with grandma in the suite. And so that's what happened. And they were happy. And it worked out really well because we had a bed that made into a couch, another area on the couch. There was another kind of little dinette area with a couch by it someone could sleep in. And then Alex's youngest said he wanted to sleep with grandma. So everybody had room. I could close the door. It wasn't too crazy noisy and it worked out really well.
Yeah. So when we arrived, we first ate lunch at Pete's Sunset Grill. So at the Hyatt Regency Huntington Beach, there is three different restaurants. There's a pizza place, there's Pete's Sunset Grill, and then there's Water Table. So what's really nice about this hotel is it really is the resort feel and the resort experience. There's a grocery store, like a souvenir store, another clothing store where you can rent bikes and different things, which I wouldn't rent your bikes there. Rent them down on the beach. It's going to be a lot cheaper. But there's just so much to do there. There's multiple pools. We've talked about this hotel many times already on the podcast, but if you want the resort experience, it's really great and it's right across the street from the beach. So we started off by eating lunch at Pete's Sunset Grill. I think we all had the fish tacos, at least us adults, and we really like them. This is my third time staying here, and every time I've come, I've gotten the fish tacos at least one time. So they're really good. Then the kids swim in the pool. They played at the beach. We ordered pizza that night from the restaurant just right there on property. It was really nice because I just called it in to go, walked down, picked it up, brought it back to the suite, and the kids ate their pizza, watched a movie. And then the next morning was the highlight of the stay, was getting to have breakfast at Water Table. So good. So my mom and I both have Hyatt Globalist status. In our Hyatt Globalist status, we split the bill between the two rooms. They covered all nine of us. We didn't pay for any of the food and we got a lot of it. It was so good.
What do you remember how much that breakfast would have cost if you
I took a picture.
Over $200, right?
Oh, yeah. Mom, why don't you tell them kind of what we got, why we love it so much? And I'm going to look up my receipt because I know I took a picture of it.
Well, our favorite thing is the SoCal waffles. I believe they're a cornbread waffle. And then there's some fried chicken and poached eggs and some sauce on it. They are to die for. They are by far our favorite thing. We also really love the lemon ricotta pancakes there. And
they got blueberry. They're like a blueberry lemon.
Yes, they are so good.
So good.
So other main thing we got there. Oh, Casey got the huevos rancheros and she loves those. That was the only thing we were a touch disappointed in, but
the SoCa waffle, cornbread waffle with the chicken and the eggs is just, it's so good. So I found my receipt. The kids all got like ordered off the kids menu. They all got a drink. We got a couple sides of bacon. We got a side of fruit. We got some it's called avocado bread. So like avocado banana bread. That was really good. So my bill just for my room was $147, and I believe yours, Mom, was like 80 something, if I remember correctly. I know we put a couple more of the kids on my room than hers, and they covered all of it. So, I mean, if you're a globalist, you got to go here and get the breakfast. Oh, and my 10-year-old got the Oreo waffles, and we went here back in June. And he was so excited to come back and have the Oreo waffles. They're like a chocolate waffle. They sprinkle Oreos on them. They have whipped cream and they're pretty good. So if you are not Hyatt Globalist, you have got to put it in your budget. I mean, I just like I'm looking at my receipt again real quick. You can get the Soca for $20. Go down there, get yourself the Soca, splurge on a really good breakfast one of your days, even if you're not high globalist.
It's you know, so the worth other it. Thing that's covered is each room gets, what do they get, $25 a room to spend at
the store? To the little grocery store, which won't go very far. Everything's marked up insanely, but it's still nice. The kids all got ice cream down there. They have like ice cream by the scoop. And then we got like some treats for them to watch with their movie too. So yeah, we're all, three of us are fans of the Hyatt Regency Huntington Beach. So after our night there of swimming and playing at the beach, we headed to the Hyatt House Anaheim. So this property is just, and we stayed three nights here. It's just, I don't know, maybe a 15-minute walk to the park. I don't even know if it's that far. What's really nice about this hotel is it is, but just below it, there's a Walgreens for people like Jess who need their coffee before they hit the parks. There's a Starbucks. So there's things right there for you that make it really convenient. It is a Category 4, if I'm remembering correctly. So you're looking between 12 to 18,000 points a night. When we went, we actually paid cash because there was a big group of us that were going to be splitting the cost. And the cash rates were pretty low. This also made it so we could guarantee the standard room here is usually just a king bed with a pull-out sofa bed, which would be enough for like me and just my kids. But that wasn't going to make it so the kids could all stay together. So we booked a family suite, which was really nice. It has a king bed and then a separate room that has a bunk bed and a pull-out sofa bed. So once again, my mom let the kids have the slumber party. She stayed on the king bed. And did Kai stay with you and sleep in that bed with you?
Yep, he did.
And then the other four kids, one on each, two on the bunk bed, two on the sofa bed, which was super fun for them.
Didn't Kai the first night send you a little text that said, best night ever?
Oh, yeah. So he got an Apple Watch for his birthday, and he texted me the first night while we were still at Huntington Beach and said, I'm having one of the best nights of my life.
Oh, I love it.
So it was so cute. It was like, okay, this is exactly why I do this. You know, and as parents, we don't get a ton of obvious reward from our kids. Like, we can see they're having a good time, but usually our kids aren't like giving us a lot of thanks for the nice things that we do. So it was like a very like, oh, that just like melted my heart and was so sweet. So then the other room we booked was the expanded Studio 2 Queen kitchen suite. So my sisters and I stayed here. We had two queen beds, a pull-out sofa bed, a small kitchen. So it was just really nice having that space. And really nice to be able to split the room costs between, you know, my mom and I split the cost of one room, then my two sisters split the cost of another room. So I like to get 2 cents per point when I'm staying with a Hyatt hotel, and the cash rates were low enough that I wasn't going to be getting that. And so I'd rather save my points, use them in somewhere like Hawaii where I'm going to be getting, you know, most likely well over 2 cents. So it just kind of depends what you prefer. But in this situation, it just made more sense for us to pay cash, split the cost, and get the exact rooms that we wanted. So the location, great. Really, really great. We've stayed at the Hyatt place as well. It's just a little bit further from the park. Not much. I would do either one of them again. I would definitely stay here again. I know, Jess, you've stayed here. This is like your go-to place, right, when you go to Disneyland?
Yeah, we have time. Yeah.
You know, I liked it better, Alex. I liked it a lot better. It was closer and I liked the rooms better.
Yeah.
So I prefer it too.
Yeah. So as far as the parks, we're not like we enjoy Disneyland, but we're not crazy obsessed with Disneyland by any means. So we just did one park in each day, but we did splurge to get Genie Plus, which I definitely thought was so worth it. Especially if you're only going for a day at each park. That way you're not waiting in those long lines. We rope dropped both days. So we were getting there by about 7:30. And you guys, we were feeling pretty good about ourselves, especially since we're not Disneyland super fans. We just go every couple of years. We rope drop Rise of the Resistance and we're one of the first people on. And I got to give a shout out to my mom. If you have rope drop Disneyland, you will get this. Because we were running. We started at, actually, I don't want to say in case I mess it up. I forget if it's Adventureland or Frontierland first. Whichever one is the first one on the left when you get into the Disneyland park. That's where we rope dropped. And we were running. And you have the workers telling you, no running. So we'd like stop and walk like little penguins for a minute until they weren't looking. Then we take off running again. And then my sisters and I were like, well, they've got to catch us first and get us to stop running. But you guys, we got there and we're looking around and they're like, is your whole party there? I'm like, where's mom? And then she comes out of nowhere and she made it. She was running with everybody.
I was out of breath, let me tell you.
I'm not even joking. Like, even talking about it now, I get an adrenaline rush again because it was so hilarious to be running through the parks with all of the kids and to look back and see you running alongside of us, Mom. And then we lost you for a minute, but then you came through and you made it. So, and then the second day we did California Adventure and we rope drop Radiator Springs Racers. And both of the things that we read online were very like, oh, I don't know if you should rope drop those. Like, only rope drop in this situation. We did not hit any of those situations. Like, based on what we read, we should not have rope dropped either one. But we did it. And we were one of the first few people in Radiator Springs Racers too. So we were joking. We were feeling pretty proud of ourselves. And we were like, these rules weren't made for people like us who can run through the park. I mean, they don't let you run in Disneyland California Adventure. They have a line where they push you. But we just kind of scooted on the outside. And not having strollers was the game changer there. So anyway, we had a blast. We are California Adventure fans. We like both, but California Adventure is just like newer. It's less overwhelming. You can get it done quicker. And yeah, I feel like we got to go on all the rides we wanted to. And then we got to ride some of them even more than once. So it was a great trip.
All right. So before I get into my amazing trip to Scotland, if you're thinking, wow, I would love to travel like Alex, Pam, and Jess do, but points and miles are just so overwhelming, we've got great news for you. Click the link in the show notes to register for our free webinar. We'll walk you through our exact method for turning your everyday expenses into nearly free travel. All right. So on to my trip to Scotland. One of my favorite places. This is our third trip to Scotland that we've taken. It was one of my first travel, you know, points and miles trips that I ever took was to Scotland. So
have you been anywhere on points as many times as Scotland?
Probably New York City.
Okay.
But
maybe internationally.
Not internationally. Or maybe not even Mexico. Yeah, I think Scotland is probably number one as far, because it really was one of our first trips that we ever took on points, international trips that we ever took on points and miles. So it always like kind of, you know, it's like nostalgic.
Your first one holds a special place in your heart.
Yeah, it's like, it's special. So we flew, this is not going to come as a shock to anyone. This was actually a trip planned around a deal because Alex texted me and Pam and said, oh my gosh, Singapore Airlines is having this amazing deal on flights. And so that kind of is what kickstarted this trip. So it was me, my husband, my daughter, Molly, and then my oldest stepdaughter, Ella. So it was the four of us. We flew from Houston to Manchester in Singapore Airlines Premium Economy. It was 52,000 Singapore miles per person plus $5.60. So not a bad deal. So business class A first, business class, there were not four seats available when I booked this trip. So that's why we were not in business, much to my husband's dismay.
Was this you for you? I mean, I don't remember when you booked it, but it was more last minute for you, right? Because this was, you had a different trip planned for spring break, right?
And I did.
Fell through.
Well, I had a different trip planned for spring break. The flights got all jacked up for that trip. And so we had to pivot. And then this deal came up and I was like, okay, boom, we're going to go to Scotland instead. And I think I booked it in October and we went in March. So that's like 5 months.
Which is like last.
That is very last minute for me. For an international trip, 5 months is basically like I'm booking it for tomorrow. So And it's spring break, like peak time. I would normally have booked this trip 11 months in advance. So,
but what I was just happy. What I loved, Jess, though, was your husband was dismayed. But not only was her husband dismayed, but her 10-year-old daughter, Molly, was majorly dismayed. And I think coming back when you're going to talk about how you were economy, she kept talking about her legs hurting. Now, she doesn't have very long legs. It's like, this is a real hardship on Molly. But, you know, she's gotten used to the good life.
Yeah, she is spoiled for sure. So, yeah, so we flew economy home. So that was, the sale was on economy flights. And I took advantage of that for our daytime flight home. But I splurged on premium economy for the way over. After tasting the more premium class life on an overnight flight, I just don't do economy unless I have to. And so, yeah, even for four of us, I splurged on the premium economy seats. They were really nice. It was just it's like a 2-4-2 layout. So I had like two rows of two for my family of four. We were like in a little square. So it was really nice. Coming home, we flew Manchester to Houston, and it was only 18,750 miles per person in economy. Taxes were around $125, which is not bad at all, considering you're flying out of the UK, which is notorious for having really, really high fees. And then we took the train between Manchester and Edinburgh. There are no direct flights to Edinburgh from Houston. And so I actually really enjoy traveling by train. And so we flew into Manchester, took the train from the Manchester airport to Edinburgh. It's about a 3.5-hour train ride. We kind of just like dozed the entire time. And it goes by quickly. You know, like I would open my eyes and look out the window and there would be like a ton of sheep outside. And I'd be like, oh, that's so pretty. And then I would just close my eyes again and fall back to sleep. So not a terrible way to spend 3.5 hours on the train. We got to Edinburgh, and Pam has actually stayed at the hotel that we stayed at before and raved about it. And we all know if it is good enough for Pam, it's good enough for me. So we spent 4 nights at the Kempton Charlotte Square. It is an IHG property. And because I am an IHG cardholder, we got that 4th night free. So I did have to book 2 rooms. In the UK, in Europe in general, but especially in the UK, they're pretty strict about occupancy limits. And so the maximum occupancy for a standard room was 2. So I booked 2 rooms and it was 94,000 IHG points per room. That includes the 4th night free. So I didn't think that was too bad at all.
I don't, I was at first I was thinking you were going to say 94,000 points a night.
No, it was
because that's what it would be if it was Hilton or Marriott.
In like March in Scotland is like a little bit more of an off-peak time, but still, I thought that hotel was a steal for 94,000 points for 4 nights. It's so cute. It's such a cute vibe. I don't know how old it is, but it feels new. Like it's very clean. It's in a great location. We walked there from the train station, and so loved it, would totally stay there again. There are not any Hyatts in Edinburgh. So I kind of had to go to my second favorite hotel chain. But when Pam raved about it, I was like, okay, I know I want to stay there. And there is a Dishoom in Edinburgh, which is my favorite restaurant in the entire world for breakfast. And so I didn't care about not having breakfast included because I knew I was going to be going to Dishoom for breakfast every morning anyways. And so, like I said, if you're an IHG cardholder, you get the 4th night free. You also get platinum elite status with IHG. That does not come with a free breakfast, but we did get a room upgrade for having that status. And so I think if you stay at IHGs, I feel like those cards are a no-brainer. And that's how I earned the points. I opened the personal and the business IHG card to earn the points that I used for this stay. All right, so we stayed there for 4 nights, and then we rented a car from the Edinburgh airport, and we drove to the only actual Hyatt property in Scotland. It is about an hour south of Edinburgh. It's near a town called Kelso, and it's the Schloss Roxburgh. It's a castle. So I used points for the first time ever to stay for free in a legit castle. It is a Destination by Hyatt property. And so I actually didn't have that on my Hyatt bingo yet. I had never stayed at a Destination by Hyatt. So I got my little Destination by Hyatt checkmark on my Brand Explorer chart. And again, we got two rooms there. Ella and Molly, I got them just the standard Courtyard King room. And then I splurged on the castle suite for me and Ted. It was 21,000 Hyatt points a night for the castle suite, which I still feel like is a steal.
That is a steal.
To be in a suite in a castle.
Well, I mean, the fact that you can even stay in a castle in general is like crazy. Yeah.
And so they do have this property does have a standard suite that sleeps four. But, you know, sometimes, like, when you're staying in a castle, you just want your own room. You know, you don't want, like...
You're like, how often are you staying in a castle? Like, I want to have my own room and the girls can have their own room.
Yes. So it worked out really well. We were only there for one night, and it makes me so sad because I wish that we had stayed there longer. I talked about this on Instagram. It's not the most family-friendly property. We didn't see a single other child there while we were there. There's a lot more like older people that go there. And I think it's because a lot of people will just like go for the day. Like you can buy a day pass to their spa. And so I think a lot of people that live in that town, Kelso, will just go during the day. It's a lot of what I assume is retired people because they're, you know, they're at the spa in the middle of the day on a Wednesday. So not super family friendly. The restaurant did have a kids menu. They have designated hours at the pool for kids to swim. But I would totally go back there. I want to go back again and stay like two or three nights next time. And then after that, we took the car. We drove back to Manchester and we stayed at the Hyatt Regency Manchester. It's a Category 2 Hyatt. It's a super nice Category 2 Hyatt. Again, I got two rooms. They gave us connecting rooms, so that was nice. And so that one was 8,000 Hyatt points per room. And we were just there for the one night leading up to our flight home. And then we just returned the rental car to the Manchester airport that morning. So I did like the thing where you pick it up at one airport and drop it off at another. So it worked out really well. I wish we could have gone for longer. Ideally, I would do like 10 days in Scotland. But, you know, when you're working around a kid's schedule and a professor husband's schedule, you kind of just have to take what you can get. As far as some of my favorite things we did in Scotland, we went to Edinburgh Castle. This is our third time going to Edinburgh Castle, so we love it. It is a must-do in Edinburgh. This time I actually booked a skip-the-line tour of the castle through a tour company called Little Fish Tours, and I highly recommend it. It was great. We had never done a tour before. We had kind of just done like the self-guided thing before, so it was really cool. We climbed Arthur's Seat again, third time doing that. That is a must do. The views are beautiful. It's not an easy climb, but it's also not super strenuous. Like, I think it's kind of more moderate. And so, like, my 10-year-old did it. Molly did it when she was four. So, you know, I think it's a good family activity to get out and look at the pretty views. We did afternoon tea. Always got to do afternoon tea when I go to the UK. We did it at a place called The Spence, and it was really cute. It was a little bit different. I will link all these things in the show notes of what we did. And then we went to the Sheephead Inn for dinner, which is the oldest pub in Scotland. It dates back to the 14th century, and I always feel like it's so cool to like be eating dinner somewhere that's that old.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like,
yeah. So we did that. We did, you know, we love our voice map. We did a voice map tour, which is an app of Old Town. So we really loved that. All in all, it was a really great trip. And I'm already plotting, like, how can I go back for a fourth time to Scotland?
And I've never even been. So maybe you could take me next time. But I don't know if Ted would let you do that because he loves it so much, too.
He loves it. Yeah. So, and he doesn't get super excited about a lot of destinations. And so, yeah, I think you might have to like meet, you and Mitch might have to come along and we can do like a couple trip because then, you know,
yeah,
he could get on board with that.
So you guys can tell that it's been a busy, busy, busy time over here at Travel Mom Squad, but it's also been a lot of fun. We'd love to hear what travels you've been up to lately. Let us know in the Travel Mom Squad Facebook group. We'll drop a link in the show notes so that you can join the group if you're not in it already. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Points Talk with the Travel Mom Squad. Make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button from wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. Want to start jet setting even faster? Follow the links in the show notes to learn about everything we discussed in today's episode. And to stay connected and follow along, follow us on Instagram at Travel Mom Squad. We can't wait to see where in the world Points and Miles take you.